You know, I think you always have to applaud people for growth. And I would like for both of you to actually applaud me for starting the show in a more efficient manner. So we will take this time out now for your applause.
I'm not going to applaud you for that. I'm going to applaud you for the fact that you didn't go where I thought you was going to go. Happy about that. Good job, man.
John, are you going to applaud me?
Is that what you wanted?
Thank you. Welcome to the Accredited Powered by 10th Year Seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and now it's time for me to actually watch football.
I'm Ricardo, and I'm still trying to understand who Tim Mannings is.
I'm John Mark, and Tim Mannings is the greatest, oldest 400-meter runner of all time.
That is the most accurate description of anything John has ever given in his life, and I was there for the WNBA Finals. Stories that have to be kept in-house. This week, well, every week, we love to start the show with our segment called What's the Lead? And so for the past 3 weeks, well, since the NFL playoffs have begun, we've been leading with the NFL playoffs. I know in every other episode of The Accredited, we like to hit you with something local, but football is a monster. Football is something near and dear to our hearts. Football is the one thing, one of the few things we have left in sports or pop culture that's really a universal moment for everyone simultaneously. So there's no escape in the NFL. You're going to talk about it. You're going to talk about it with your friends. And so we're your friends, right? So we're going to talk about it here. This is a bittersweet time for all NFL fans because the championship weekend coming up tomorrow, this will be the final day where we have multiple football games on.
It kind of pisses me off. I'm not going to lie. Normally around January, February time, I'm trying to figure out what else is there to do because you get into that dead spot of sports. And baseball is still a month away. And like I was telling you off air, the only thing is the Rocks Football League. And there's no key storylines that I get intrigued about. So I just don't know what I'm going to do after 2 weeks.
Oh, we got to follow up on some baseball stuff too.
But I didn't even know the Rocks Football League still existed.
I did not know.
It's not the UFL. I forgot what he changed
USFLs.
The name to. It used to be that.
That's the problem. Okay. There's too many names for this league.
Hold on. Where are we now? Because we had the AFL at some point, or AAFL.
Yeah,
and then we had the USFL.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there something else? So what happened to the XFL?
What Vince McMahon did with that?
Well, when he bought it from Vince McMahon, the plan was to merge it with the USFL, and then they created a new league. I can't remember the name of the league off the top of my head, but I think it's going to be their second year of the season.
Wait, so one league that Vince McMahon destroyed, one league that Donald Trump destroyed?
Well, I think
Donald Trump first destroyed the USFL.
In the 80s, yes.
Vince McMahon
took what was left of the USFL, turned it into, quote unquote, to make it extreme. Extreme.
You remember the coin toss?
Yeah, that was good, though.
Yeah.
That was good.
So that became the XFL, and watered down into what we have now. But it is a good program.
You were searching the name. What is the name of the Rocks Football League?
But you know what's the crazy thing about the football league is? They were way above they were advanced for their time because the stuff that they were doing in that league, the NFL started copying some of the stuff.
It is still the UFL. Sorry to break in there.
So there's no S. There's no S in it.
It's the United Football League.
The United as one.
I don't think that's going to catch on at all. It's like spring football just doesn't work.
But he has a soft partnership with the NFL, ironically. I think he took his character from Ballers and like Adventures and he thought he was really that guy.
I always had a theory about this. I think the Rock does take on his characters that he plays because I really think the Rock believes he's a superhero and he's not entirely wrong. It just can't be Black Adam.
I mean, he's a superhero though.
Yeah, he's a superhero.
Still good for WWE.
You see him in Fast and Furious, how he is fall?
Everybody in Fast and Furious is superheroes. That's low-key a superhero franchise now.
You know who's really playing like a superhero right now? Josh Allen. Because the only thing that has seemed to be able to stop Josh Allen or even slow him down
is Mark Andrews.
We got so much to talk about. But you know what? I'm going to give that. Y'all know that could be the thing I want to talk about the most is the Ravens. But I want to give the winners their props first. So we will speak about the Bills. I'll just say this. For anyone that thinks that game was a referendum on who should be the MVP, Josh Allen, I don't feel like Josh Allen outplayed Lamar Jackson to the point where that it's obvious.
I think he did.
Go ahead.
Not in the way you're thinking. He did not do more than...
He was a great game manager.
There we go. And I think that was the key coming down the stretch. The mistakes that Lamar made early is what really cost them the game. I know we're going to all focus on what happened with the tight end.
No, not... But I don't think we should.
The fumble and the early interception by Lamar Jackson really, really slow down with the Ravens.
I mean, the fumble by Mark Andrews was pretty huge, though.
Did you not? True. Yeah, no, there was. I told them this. I was in the group chat. I said, you usually don't look at one or two players, and not taking everything away from Josh Allen, you could look at those two plays and decide, you know what? That was your game tying score, right? Or you could have said you could have gotten a field goal at minimum with Mark Andrews on the fumble drive.
Right.
And that 2-point conversion could have been the game winning score, like the game winning conversion to take it over top. But I mean, the only problem was, and it sucks that we didn't get to see it because this is the time of year you want to see good football.
Yeah.
I would want to see Josh Allen with a minute left in the fourth quarter to see if he could drive, because then all of a sudden, like you said, yes, I do feel bad for Mark Andrews. I don't think he should get the hate that he's getting. But you want to see if Josh Allen could take and drive in the playoffs, not regular season, in the playoffs, and win the game to get them to the next level.
So there's two things about Josh Allen. I think the fact that he is one of the few players that I've seen absolutely change the narrative, a complete 180 on what it was before. Because early Josh Allen, it was, this guy is reckless. Will he ever be able to get it? And somehow he's transformed into the best quarterback in the league at ball security. I think his touchdown to interception ratio this year led the league. It was an incredible stat about Josh Allen just has not turned the ball over this season. And that right there was the difference between Buffalo being able to win that game and being sent home again. And to this other point about, you know, John saying he wanted Josh Allen to have that moment, Lamar Jackson actually had it. I was listening to Monty Jones, and he said, you know, in the first two seasons of the Heat, when there was the narrative that LeBron wouldn't hit these game winners and he would just always acquiesce to someone else, well, the stats show that LeBron always hit a clutch shot the possession before. It's just that the other team would make it. So you don't remember those as clutch shots that LeBron hit, because the Heat would end up giving up the game on the opposite end. That's kind of the same thing what happened with Lamar Jackson, because the Ravens were down. Lamar Jackson had the signature drive. He had the drive that we would always remember if Mark Andrews made that catch.
But then, like I said, what if? And that's what we're always going to live. What if Tua never got a concussion? Who knows? We'll still be dead.
Yeah.
But that just takes away, in my opinion, to the game, because you want to see the quarterbacks, especially those two quarterbacks at that level. Granted, this guy over here, Ricardo, for some reason, don't like the black quarterback.
It's not that he's, I don't he's like all black
about
quarterbacks.
He's all about Josh, yeah. The Josh Allen train. But he, I'm just saying,
he's never rooted for what I know.
We've just seen Patrick Will.
You don't root for him either.
No, because he went up against my team in a lot of key moments. Yeah, okay. So
did you not see that stat that they had of Patrick?
Watch this.
Like,
there's many.
The seven consecutive AFC championship games.
Breaking those records.
What? No, don't worry.
All I'm saying
don't
is...
Don't worry about that. Okay. We're sticking here at Buffalo, Baltimore. So right now, Lamar Jackson, and this is the narrative that develops because these things tend to shift quickly, but he's getting the treatment that Peyton Manning got at this point. When you think about it, we hope there's a lot of Lamar Jackson's career left to play. It's ironic, though, at this point, both he and Peyton Manning through 8 playoff games, same record, 3-5. And we see how we look at Peyton at the totality of his career. So,
but he had to go through a lot on the back end.
He did. Yeah. He did.
So I, like, John can get mad about that. If you watch the way that game developed last week, you could see, like, Lamar prepared for this to say, hey, this was my moment to break through. He, in his hard hearts and his mind, thought that this was going to be his moment. And I think he was realistically shocked at the end result. But you have to understand that this is a process sometimes that you have to go through. Not every quarterback comes in like Tom Brady and win in his first 3 years.
Jaden Daniels.
Well, we got to see what happens.
Jalen Hurts been
But
doing
that's not
well.
The usual. But you have to have the ability to look at a team and say, hey, what is the best fit for me? And
Joe Burrow did pretty well.
I think Lamar Jackson has to have that conversation and try to question, like, yes, Baltimore does everything to put the best players around him, but there's a reason they always come up short. Is it the coach?
This is what I'm about to say. That's what I was thinking. And thank you for alluding to that, because I feel like John Harbaugh gets to avoid everything. And at this point, if you have a 2-time MVP, possibly 3-time MVP quarterback, if you got well, not the best running back in the league anymore because Saquon Barkley decided to end all of those arguments. But Derrick Henry's there, obviously, right? You do your best. Now, Zay Flowers, obviously, we saw. That was a big loss for them. But they've made strides in recent years to try to put the skill position players around him. At which point, because we're always going to look at the players on the field, at which point does he get the same kind of treatment that Mike Tomlin would get?
Correct.
Because we look at Mike Tomlin and say, there's something
I think they, 1 year apart in terms of who got hired first?
This is what I'm saying. So you look at it and say,
time.
So Mike Tomlin gets that, but John Harbaugh seems to escape all of it and it falls on Lamar Jackson.
I think oftentimes that's the case because people overlook the fact that he did not win his Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson. They've been together so long, people sometimes forget. It was Joe Flacco.
He went out there.
So now you look at his time at Lamar Jackson. How successful have they really been?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's those kind of things that I don't understand why we give him the pass for that we then criticize Mike Tomlin.
I have a reason why.
John, tell him what the reason is. I like when you say it and I don't have to. Because everyone expects me to say it.
Yeah, no, I feel like it has to do with the amount of hues in someone's, anatomy.
A little pigmentation, little lock, little deficiency.
That's
all I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, moving forward, I'm not saying that he has to immediately consider his future with the Ravens. I'm just saying he doesn't have to do it.
Ownership has to decide that. And the thing this is what I feel like with the Ravens and with the Steelers. Like, these are two franchises that have had success. You know, the Ravens, much younger, even though they came from Baltimore, Indianapolis.
Right. They came from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Didn't they come from Cleveland?
Cleveland.
No.
Cleveland. Yeah, they came from Cleveland.
This version of the... Hold on, wait.
Yes, came Cleveland, from Cleveland.
That's because then Cleveland got their team back.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The original Colts was in Baltimore.
Yeah. It shouldn't be this confusing, but it is.
Because they automatically just stopped what Cleveland was and say, hey, no, we can just...
The NFL has confused us by this, and I always get confused when I see the Titans wearing the Oilers throwback, because I'm like...
That should be illegal.
Yeah. Like, Houston... Like, y'all in Houston. Anyway,
but we're talking about two franchises, right? Where they have the... ownership, and I feel like there's always been a loyalty factor with these franchises, because look at Bill Cowherd. He was there for as long as he wanted, and he was actually, if I'm not mistaken, you could correct me, wasn't he a part of the coaching search to find the new person or recommend? So it's just
I'm surprised they didn't decide on him.
But to me, these are two franchises that I know of that have a very, very loyal ownership group, and sometimes that could be the demise of the franchise because you get in such highs. Like, let's be real, Joe Flacco. I mean, Joe Flacco's still playing. When Joe Flacco was elite, he was an elite quarterback in the league. Ben Roethlisberger was an elite quarterback. It comes a point that you have this team made, and if it falls apart, what do you do? Just making the playoffs and winning isn't good enough. You have to be able to get to what Buffalo's doing.
Right, but see, and this is why I always think, like, this is the biggest deal when it comes to these three quarterbacks matching up. You have to look at the quality of the team. This past season, when you look at the teams on paper, Baltimore was the best team. The records didn't prove. Baltimore Ravens at the start of the season, if you compare them to the Buffalo Bills and you compare them to the Kansas City Chiefs, the Baltimore Ravens had the better team.
I know, Cardo, but they traditionally do this. They have great wins, but they also have some unexplainable bad losses.
And this is why I keep saying, you have to now question, is the coach enough? Because clearly, if you have the best team on paper, they started the season going up to, Kansas City came to them. They had a chance to beat Kansas City. Lamar Jackson had some costly mistakes. The final drive wasn't as well coached as you would like. They lost that game. Coming down here, I saw, it wasn't a meme. It was a short video where they went over all of Harbaugh's two-point conversion plays. And it's the exact same play. You run the exact same play in every two-point conversion situation, and it always ends.
Well, I ain't lie, that one was there though.
But it's always there, but it always ends with the same tight end dropping the ball. I'm going to share the video with you.
It always drops.
I did see the video. He dropped it before. All
right, so okay, my question about that. Let's just jump straight to the Mark Andrews thing now. Was Mark Andrews an agent, a secret agent, double agent sent in to ensure that we are not guaranteed a Super Bowl with two black quarterbacks? Now it's up in the air.
If I did not see the video me and John was just talking about, I would have agreed with you. But it's quite clear, he doesn't catch it when it's dry. He doesn't catch it in the rain. So I don't know why we expected him to catch it in the snow. He is who we know him to be. I don't know what we thought was going to happen.
What y'all think the conversation was with Likely and Lamar Jackson after the game? Because you have the young guy who is obviously coming for the throne. He is basically tight end one, and he's been that for pretty much this year.
I guarantee you when John Harbaugh called him, he was like, bro, we ain't doing that. Let that go. So when Lamar walked to the sideline, he probably looked at Lamar as, told you. I told you.
That's like that Jordan thing when he was playing the dice. Like,
that's the only reaction you could have in that moment. Because like I'm saying, if you see the video, it's the exact same play and it ends the same way every time. The
crazy thing is likely made the play right before. Right before. Like... Anyway, so that's on one side. On the other side, let's look at how the NFC picture shaped up, how we got here. Well, we didn't get to the whole game. Chiefs. My bad. We didn't get to the Chiefs.
To your beloved quarterback.
Yes.
To the one who is making claim to GOAT status.
He's my favorite.
To the one that Cardo hates.
My favorite.
I don't hate him. I just hate the atmosphere we build around
hate,
him.
Hate.
We build him up like he's already the GOAT.
Hold on. I was going to let you finish. We are building an atmosphere around him like he's already the GOAT.
Yes.
That is not happening, Cardo.
What is happening?
You are delusional. And as a Patriots fan, you have been spoiled by 20 years of Brady Belichick, and you don't understand what the rest of us had to sit through. That is what you don't get. You were inside that bubble.
I can agree. I've had a different vantage point. To be on the outside looking
you see what Patrick Mahomes is doing now? That was y'all.
Yes, but I understand that.
But like you say, it's funny because we've seen it before. We know that it's been there. So we know what the process is of seeing a quarterback evolve like this. You just seen it and you were looking at everyone else like, all y'all dead.
No, I never looked. Come on now. Y'all been around me long.
You were only scared of the Dolphins in regular season.
Well, I'm scared of the Dolphins in regular season.
He never was, Johnny.
No, hold on. He was trolling us. He was.
Brady's not good against the Miami Dolphins. At least one regular season. That's a given. In the playoffs, if we have to play Denver, he's horrible at it. Go and look at the stats. I knew who he was going to get.
The one thing Miami never got, and this is where, and this would have happened if Miami had it. If Miami had played the Patriots in the playoffs, they would have beaten Tom Brady in one of them times.
I would have to agree. I would have to agree. But my frustration with the Patrick Mahomes situation is not a hatred. I just feel like when Brady was around, every moment we saw Tom Brady play, it was like he was often the underdog the beginning part of that run.
Tom Brady?
Yeah. Let's put facts where facts is.
When he was a rookie, that's about it.
Okay, John, when we played for our second Super Bowl, he was still on the dock. We played the Carolina Panthers.
I mean...
Were they?
Yes!
Against Jake Delhomme's Panthers?
Go back and look at the season,
Jake Delhomme. I probably will have to go back.
Moose Muhammad, go and look at the season that they had.
I'll have to.
The Patriots beat the first Super Bowl.
The Rams.
They were the underdog.
That one, 100%.
Then we played Terrell Owens, Donovan McNabb, and the Eagles.
Okay, no. Now
Terrell Owens with a broken leg.
You're taking it too far. No,
I'm not saying we were not favored then. I'm saying that was the process.
I go with this. That first Super Bowl with the Rams shocked a lot of people.
Yes, absolutely.
Then the next regular season, how much games you lose? Three?
No, we didn't make the playoffs the following season.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, y'all used to go the one-on-one. Yeah. That's when Brady get hurt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But.
What I do want us to do, though, because I want us to put a pin in that whole CJ Stroud and the notion of this sophomore slump thing. If you did
you
not.
You mean you putting pin
Cardo? You had to watch that game and see the pressure up the middle that man was faced with. And I understand that the Chiefs have a great defense, but they set a record for quarterback hurries up the middle.
It's a notoriously
terrible offensive line.
Yeah.
Steve
Spagnuolo was in his bag that entire game. I don't know what the plan was going in, but if anybody's ever seen Spagnuolo coach in the playoffs, you would know he's going to rush a quarterback up the middle and just try to dominate your offensive line. Houston was not prepared. CJ Stroud did everything in his power to survive. I have to give him credit. I was one on the fence.
On the fence. No.
I was one over the fence.
Yeah, he was on the other side.
Regressed, but clearly he's not regressed. They can't compare to the Chiefs.
To me, that might be one of the worst takes I've ever heard in football history. Ricardo saying he's regressed. Because the whole thing isn't, we were trying to, and this is what happens when you have such a great quarterback for 20 years and you win all these Super Bowls.
Yeah, he's jaded. You can't see it.
You can't. It's just like, you realize that this, I'll say the same thing that Tom Brady was able to do it.
Yeah.
The man had, he lost his number one option for wide receiver, right? He had real, no throwing options, no real running back type thing, and he was still getting it done. We've seen it with Tom Brady where he's had a Deion Branch and he's had a Wes Welker and he's had a Julian Edelman. Just think about this. The year Brady had his best wide receiver, what happened in the Super Bowl?
Lost.
Eli.
Let's go quickly over to the NFC and John's MVP getting it done once again.
Boy, you good.
I will say, and this may be a strange take to have with them scoring 28, but they still don't look right to me. Still don't look right.
They were really slow.
They look right.
You think they look right?
Jalen Hurts doesn't look right.
That's a huge part of the thing when it's your quarterback. Yeah.
No, but see, it kind of get washes over when you have Saquon doing it. The last touchdown he scored, when he squared up on the line, he looked at this dude and was like, yeah, I got it. Like, that's the confidence Saquon playing with right now. So you have a Jalen Hurts that feels like he can sit back somewhat. And he's been doing that the last couple of weeks.
Bro, to have your home run hitter as your running back. And like, crazy work. There are legit. He's basically Tyreek Hill from the backfield. Like the Dolphins had a long time ago. Remember when at any point it could put be the a 70, 80 yard bomb to Tyreek Hill? They have that in the backfield. And this offensive line has been great for years, right? But
I don't know
now if with this the, guy behind them.
I don't know if they've even. I don't know right now if the offensive line is even playing. Saquon is just making dudes miss.
No, they've been. Nah, no, Cotto.
Pull up the replay of his two touchdowns from last week.
No.
On that second one, I legitimately, the linebacker was in the box squared up with him. He looked at Saquon from start to finish and still missed.
No, I agree with that. But this Eagles offensive line has been one of the best units in football since they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Look, I remember him coming out of college and it was Niall and Kari always saying, but you see how much he's squatting?
Yeah.
You see how much he's squatting?
Still?
Yeah, no, he's still a squatter.
600?
Hey, them squats been working.
Saquon?
Hey, it may not work in your first 2 years or with a dead franchise, but the second you get to a franchise,
he worked. But that's the thing, worked. John. He's always been this.
No, I know.
The Giants just always was dead.
That's the thing. Just like, so with the Giants.
You hear something funny? How long has Saquon been in the league?
8 years, eh?
I don't think it's eight.
Seven.
Six? Oh, seven. Oh, she was close.
And I saw that stat and I was like, bro, what?
Yeah.
I feel like he's been dominant for so long. Mm-hmm. Like, you forget, if John's knocked the nail right on the head. It was wasted years with New York.
Yeah.
Now it feels
didn't
like
he this. He get is hurt the, like one or two of those?
He got hurt one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. He had lingering injuries. They need UPT.
He does. All right, let's go quickly to the other one. This was the biggest shocker, I think, for anyone playoff weekend so far. Well, the playoffs so far, because to have a rookie, and he's not the first rookie quarterback to get to the championship game, but I think the manner in which Jaden Daniels has done it, the way he's looked all season, continues to shock people.
Yeah.
He just has it. One of my favorite clips I've been seeing going viral again is when he left Arizona State and all the players were like, oh, we got to clean this locker room out.
I didn't know that until recently. Yeah. That pissed me off.
And then those three players are like working at Enterprise or something.
Wait, all of them?
Maybe Walmart, you know, stuff like that. CVS.
It's moments like that. And I've now seen a lot of clips with his mother. And to see their relationship and the way he has developed, it reminds me a lot of Lamar Jackson.
I like what she said with the girls.
Bro, look here. Look here, I was like, boy, I know how y'all find this boy, Diamond in the Rough. Great job on
Diamond in the Rough, the Giants, the Giants GM's son said, draft him. Draft him.
There were people.
What makes that even funny is all of the other players he said, consider. He was like, you can do any of these things, just don't do what you're about to do. But it still worked
out. This has to be a great victory laugh for Dan Orlovsky, because he was saying, take him over Caleb Williams. Yes. And maybe the Bears would have this right now. Let's head into the half. We will look ahead to the conference championship weekend and give you our takes on those matchups coming up when the accredited returns. Accredited, powered by 10th year seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and I think the mission statement of 10YS this year should have Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis select a bracket for either Hugh Campbell or the National Basketball Championships like they do with the President and the March Madness tournament. We got to get that done. Who can we ask about that, Ricardo?
Definitely the sports minister, if you could find him.
Okay.
I'm John Mark, and Patrick Mahomes is close to GOAT status.
Thank you, John.
I think it's tough.
I love that John always takes us to our segue because, yes, Patrick Mahomes is close to GOAT status. He's two games away, and this is going to... It has been one of the biggest topics of conversations in our group chat because Ricardo is anti-Patrick Mahomes. And look, there's been a lot of anti-Chiefs.
Anti-Patrick Mahomes or...
Anti-Chiefs. Anti-black quarterback, too.
Yeah.
Well, I let you say it. I don't say it. But there has been a lot of anti-Chiefs sentiment because of this whole rhetoric that the refs are always on their side, blah, 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 blah.
Okay,
blah,
here's the thing.
That is the lament of the loser.
Yeah, no, here's my thing. And this, like...
I've never even claimed that.
No, you haven't, but the internet. We're going to get to you in a second.
I think Patrick Mahomes is the most talented quarterback
easily
we've ever seen
easily
in the NFL.
By far.
Me being a Dan Marino fan. It's just Mahomes' arm strength. The only thing Marino might have over Mahomes is just a little quicker release, and that's about it. But that doesn't matter with how fast and far that Patrick could throw the ball. The biggest knock I have on him is... He's softballs. But the reason I say that, I'm saying it in a different aspect of what you're thinking. Like, when he tries to get those free penalties, to me, that's why I'm saying he's taking football out of the game to try to game the system to a point where it's just like, that's the one thing I'm not a fan of.
I ain't gonna lie, the game hurt, but
I'm just not a fan. Like, that's what I would say. To me, Tom Brady was more of a football player, like mentality, because he could take the hit, he could get up, and he can go, Mahomes going to be flailing. Like, he needs to get rid of that from his game. That's all I'm saying.
Disagree.
No comment.
No, go ahead.
No comment.
You cannot, no comment. We are running a radio show.
Oh, God.
What is your issue with Patrick Mahomes?
I don't have an issue with Patrick Mahomes. I have an issue with how he's treated by the media. Patrick Mahomes is not the replacement for Tom Brady.
Nobody said he was a replacement.
Everyone says that. Ooh. Allow him.
John, let me get the ball next.
Allow him to play his way into that conversation.
Are you familiar with how time works?
Go ahead.
Do you know there's always a news cycle? There's a 24-hour news cycle.
Yes.
We replace people while they're currently in office. We have to talk about something all the time.
Y'all did that the entire time Brady was playing.
For you to say that they are too quick to replace somebody, Drew Bledsoe would like a word. Because how quick were they to replace him the minute his ribs got a little busted?
And when he came back, we allowed him to play like a quarter. It was like, yeah.
He got traded to Buffalo.
That kid is a little better. We can just put him back in.
Listen.
How did Dak get his job?
This happens all the time. Look.
What happened with Brock Purdy?
You have to anoint somebody. That's the way these things work.
I'm not saying don't anoint.
It happens in basketball.
He is the best quarterback right now. I'm not disputing that. All I'm saying is allow him to play into the conversation.
They are, Cardo. If he wins this Super Bowl, that will be three in a row. That is unprecedented.
That's unheard of.
All people are saying is if he gets this, it is tough to do something that Tom Brady's never done. I mean, he's already done that because he went back-to-back. But anyway.
Brady won back-to-back?
He did?
I hate this conversation.
Oh, anyway.
He ain't went three.
Okay. But I know he's never done that because nobody else has
they
ever
lost
done
the
that.
One to the...
We beat the Panthers and Eagles back to back.
Oh, I remember that. That's very forgettable.
See?
Very forgettable. Yeah,
but because Terry Bradshaw has done that.
Yeah,
Brian Greasy's done that. I mean, Bob Greasy's done that. We've had tons of quarterbacks. Yeah, this is why I was saying...
Troy Aikman did that.
Yeah.
He barely threw like 40 touchdowns.
I'm just saying. It's tough to get three in a row. But here's the thing. And this is where I feel like Cardo is getting into his emotions as opposed to
seeing the physical numbers. It'll always be emotional.
I saw some stats yesterday.
Go ahead.
On a network that has a very, very talented host called Joy Taylor. Very, very great.
Happy belated birthday, yeah. Joy Taylor.
But they were showing stats at the age that Patrick is right now, how many playoff wins he has compared to other quarterbacks who have won multiple Super Bowls his same age. And the crazy thing was, he has like 10 more playoff wins than these other quarterbacks. Like, his numbers are... He could stop right now. He could literally just say, I'm going to stop playing football right now, and he will be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yes, of course. That's absolutely crazy. That is not crazy. Anyway.
I'm not saying crazy in the sense that I can't believe he's going to be.
Okay.
I mean, it's crazy in the sense that John had to go to that extent to pull that. Like, that's known information. I'm not disputing how great this man is. Right now, playing, he's the best quarterback doing it. All respect given to Josh Allen. All respect given to Lamar Jackson. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback player.
And he halfway saying this.
You know the crazy thing about it is you talk about how quick they are to try to replace Brady. You know they've been trying to replace Mahomes with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
With Joe Burrow.
With Lamar Jackson.
Yes. It's happening in real time as he's still playing. That's the way this works. That's the way news works now.
It's so crazy because he's the DJ Khaled song. All I do is win. That's it.
That is, you know what? That song, and I know it's been overdone and overused in sports, but that really has been the Kansas City Chiefs this year.
Let me ask it like
this. And I love it so much.
Let me ask it like this.
It's my favorite.
To try and get some clarity here. Brady's first three Super Bowls, Patrick Mahomes now has three. If he wins this year, it's going to be four. Who had the better three Super Bowl run?
Mahomes, easily.
How?
What do you mean how?
I think so.
How?
It's not even close.
Yeah, he was.
Brady won a Super Bowl where he didn't even throw a touchdown in the playoff run.
He beat the greatest show on turf.
He didn't throw a touchdown. He barely did anything. He didn't beat the greatest show on turf. I watched Patrick Mahomes with a gimpy ankle pick up the most crucial play of the game.
Who's he for playing
the
Chiefs against, to win this.
I don't care. You're playing against the best team in the NFC. That's who he's playing against.
You're playing in the Super Bowl. It's just like, that's like if you win a gold medal.
Who are you running against? Like, okay, the other seven people that were the best in the world. That's who. Anyway, let's look ahead to Sunday at 6:30, Chiefs and Bills.
Bills in a landslide.
You don't believe that.
I do.
Do you really believe that?
With all my heart.
Is it going
to
be
Josh Allen to the world? Josh Allen is going to score four touchdowns.
This is very emotional.
Bills.
Okay, Destiny's Child. Anyway, I'm taking the Chiefs in this one. Patrick Mahomes and this team will continue to find a way, but I actually don't think Mahomes is going to be the most important person for the Chiefs in this game. I think it's Steve Spagnuolo. I think what he is going to do to the Bills offense, because the Bills offense has not impressed me in the playoffs. They have not impressed me they didn't impress me against the Ravens.
I don't know how.
Look,
how did they not impress you?
Here's the thing, right? And this
very
is
very tough to impress.
I do not want Buffalo to win, right? For the
Nobody
sake
does.
Of Dakari, you know, our AFC East. I prefer the Patriots winning in my time than the Bills winning.
Absolutely.
Let's just put it that way. I got Massachusetts bloodline,
this
so
is
I
the
could
craziest
I could
thing
do that. Now, this is. We always say it all the time. This is a legacy game for Josh Allen, right? And watch how crazy this is going to be. I'll say it so people will know. If Josh Allen wins this game, his legacy is going to be on par with Patrick Mahomes. I promise you that.
Peyton won one AFC championship against Tom Brady and did the same thing.
He's still got to win the Super Bowl, John.
No, but that's
I don't think this game could do it.
I think whoever wins this game wins Super Bowl. Like, that's just my opinion. Saying that,
leave us the Chiefs.
You know what Buffalo good at? Looking good in the regular season against certain teams.
Great.
This is the exact same conversation we had with Peyton Manning.
Amazing.
2 decades ago.
Now.
I was there for that.
Now, Arrowhead Stadium. That's just that's a different animal, right?
Foxborough was the same thing.
See, Buffalo gets that snow.
Oh, God.
But they don't get that wind like Arrowhead.
They don't get that.
What the thing is?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is good.
He's so good. He's so good.
And you know what Patrick will end up doing? He's going to end up getting that last drive of the game.
He definitely
and
will.
And showing the reason why he's in the GOATs category.
He definitely will. And Josh Allen
feel like
will
right
be
now,
on.
If you pull up the tape of people presenting the AFC Championship game between the Colts and the Patriots, it would be this exact same conversation.
That's cool. History
replace Josh
stuff.
Allen with Peyton Manning and replace Patrick Mahomes with Tom Brady.
I don't know, but to me, Peyton Manning is just a little
I love that
different.
You did that.
That's exactly what this is.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
So what happened with it? Tom Brady won, right?
No, Peyton Manning won. And then he immediately became, oh, look, he's definitely the goat of this generation. He already got three Super Bowls. He didn't compete for those Super Bowls. Peyton Manning is just way better than him.
Did Tom Brady's corpse ever win a Super Bowl?
Mm. I mean, COVID helped him in Tampa Bay. He was pretty old then.
Peyton couldn't move.
And you know he beat that Super Bowl?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. That's all I have to say. Like, this is
so annoying. Then why are you so upset about this thing?
Yeah, if he has the head-to-head
thing. Because you're on the booth. Literally, you're saying that this man really is one step away from being
You really want to know. Okay.
He's an old person in the booth. Why are we still spending so much time talking about him?
Because he's the greatest quarterback that we've ever seen.
How much Super Bowls?
He's in a suit. Nobody cares.
Does Tommy have?
7.
So you know what this means? Mahomes has to win 8 because he lost that head-to-head.
That's a ridiculous notion.
It is ridiculous, but I'm trying to appease Carter.
No, I know. I know.
Yeah, that's stupid.
All we're saying is, and I don't even feel like this is an unassailable point. We are simply saying
he's the greatest right now.
If he does something unprecedented, like win.
He is the greatest right now.
You're not listening to the caveat. If he does something unprecedented, like win 3 Super Bowls in a row.
That still does not make him the GOAT.
It warrants him being in the conversation.
How?
This whole thing, the structure of what we do is based on there not being a finite line in sports. And you have to argue about it. You should want that. It's how we get paid.
The crazy thing with this is, we're going with Super Bowl wins. Like, everyone goes with rings, right? So if Patrick wins, he'll have 4 rings. Tom Brady still has 7.
So it's not a conversation.
But he's, okay, at the age that Patrick is at right now, it is hard to say, hey, he ain't going to be a 6-7 more Super Bowls.
John, let me, I just want to ask Carter, what's the number that makes it a conversation?
I think if he gets 6.
Oh my God. One away?
If he gets 6, I'm not even going to do the notion John just did that he has to win 8. If he gets 6 and he continues to make this quarterback class look, if he wins 6 in a generation with Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, all these young quarterbacks coming up, and Josh Allen, he would considerably be the GOAT. I think he's playing in a better quarterback class than Brady did. Brady only had Peyton to an extent, Eli and Roethlisberger and Phillip Rivers and Drew Brees down on the back end. But I think the quarterback class that Patrick Mahomes has to go up against now is a lot better than Brady had to go up against back then.
I got
That's all I'm saying. 6. If he gets 6, then we can have the conversation.
We were supposed to be doing picks and look what it turned into.
Oh, Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Chiefs, 100%.
But you got Bills. Yeah, we know you got the Bills because you sang the song. Now, the Bills, if they lose this, imagine going to 4 Super Bowls in a row and losing, and then going to 4 conference championship games in a row with supposedly what's a better quarterback than Jim Kelly and losing 4 in a row. Great Buffalo legacy. Let's keep it that way.
Let's go over to the NFC. This is our first game. 3:30. We have the Eagles and the Commanders. I almost said the Eagles and the Commanders.
Did you see the clip of what's his name? J.J. Watt doing the Commanders thing on Pat McAfee's part.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because he said he got drafted to the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
And he said, you could say what you want to say about history. That is accurately correct. And when people ask him who he gets drafted, who he was drafted by, he tells him he was drafted by the Washington Redskins. Yeah. That's just how it was back then.
Trump 24.
I hear they're trying to bring the logo back, though.
It's really close.
You didn't hear about the Chief logo?
They're going to eventually change the name back to the Redskins.
They will. It will happen. It's going to happen.
It's the weirdest.
I promise you it's going to happen.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's like somebody opened up a door and then craziness just rushed back. I was like, wait, what? So what did we go through this whole ordeal for if we could just say it again?
Boy, anyway, y'all, y'all know how I feel about this stuff. I'm not going to bring it to the show.
We should talk about a commander of an offense, though.
If this is the first step in a whole lot of things in America being repealed and them going back to the way things were, how far back y'all think they're willing to take this? Because that's just the first step. I'm just saying people who look like me should be very concerned. Anyway, Jaden Daniels.
He good?
Is something we have not seen before because...
He's definitely not. I was the one who said that he's a part of probably what's going to go down as the greatest rookie quarterback class.
For them to put up 45 points.
That's the thing.
And I know the Lions were completely banged up.
No.
No, they were.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to give them a block.
I'm not giving them a block.
That's how impressive the Commanders' win was. Like, regardless of what you say, they beat the brakes off the Lions.
They did. But I'm not going to give the Lions a block and say, oh, because they were... Someone banged up that's the reason.
And what happened was, if I'm remembering, if it's the same, this should be the same. Didn't the Commanders start going for it on fourth down? Yeah. And they were doing what the Lions do. Yeah. And they beat the Lions at their own game.
Fox. Fox.
I just think all season long, he's been able to win in a variety of ways. He's been, we've seen Jaden Daniels win. It feels like he's been, it does not feel like he's a rookie. It really doesn't.
No.
He's playing with the type of poise. He's playing with the type of pocket presence. He's making all of the throws. He's playing with the kind of savvy that you expect from a veteran, not a rookie who has a franchise on his shoulders. And the most surprising thing about it is he's the biggest name on the offense. Like, yeah. Terry McLaurin is an excellent receiver, and I think underrated and not enough people know about him. But if that's the biggest name on your offense, then the quarterback is the guy.
Yeah,
he's one win away from superstardom.
I think the most impressive part after Jaden Daniels has been what that front office now looks like, what that coaching staff now looks like. Because I think we often forget what it was when Daniel Snyder owned that team. I think we
overlooked it. Oh, no. It was terrible. It was one step, maybe like 15 steps below Jerry Jones. But Jerry Jones and Dan Snyder are closer than people think when it comes to like running a team.
I remember the stories about the stadium that they was playing in and he refused to do everything. And to see that team turn around, I think Magic is an ownership group now. Just to see what that team has developed into with that push in 1 year is impressive.
I mean, the biggest thing is Washington's the sports town. Like the DMV area is a sports area. So they've always had success, except for the Wizards. God, dude. They need to change their ownership group. But they've always had football success and they have a strong football culture.
Yeah.
And what was it? Doug Williams took them to Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And now Jalen Daniels could be the savior.
I saw a clip of Doug Williams going back to the locker room. I think it was last week or a week before. And just for the players to have the knowledge and the respect to understand who he is and what he represents and then try to embrace that same culture in this generation of Commanders, I can't say Redskins. It's super impressive.
That was Niles' original boy. He had posters on the wall saying, that's what I'm going to aspire to cheer for.
Yeah, it was him and Randall Cunningham.
Oh, Randall Cunningham
like,
was that.
Like, they was my... And Warren Moon.
Warren
was
Moon,
like,
too.
He was like my three.
I know, I see Steve in there.
Dan Marino. I used to imagine and wish that Dan Marino was black. So who do we got? We said a lot, but we have not made picks yet. Who do we got?
Well,
we've waxed poetic about Jaden Daniels. We know what we think about Saquon Barkley and the Eagles. We talked a bit about them in the first segment, but who you got?
I just think Jaden Daniels is playing in a space where he understands that he's already shown how good he can be. And I think he is, I'm not going to say he's super confident, but he's relaxed in the fact that I could do this. I should be here. This is the spot I should be in. And I think he's going to use that mindset and find a way to pull an upset. I don't know if it's really an upset at this point.
No, it would be.
It would be.
It would be.
It would be an upset.
I think this...
It would be. Because you know why?
I would say coming off of what he did against the Lions.
I get what you're saying. But Jalen Hurts been to a Super Bowl.
Yes. Okay. And no, it ain't even just about Jalen Hurts. The Eagles themselves.
They've won
like, Super Bowl. That franchise has...
Not Eagles is about this Eagles.
No. But quarterback-wise, Jalen Hurts been to a Super Bowl.
To see him.
But
different coach, different front office. It's just that it happened so quickly that we think that the Eagles are just the same Eagles.
No, the core of this Eagles team has gone to the Super Bowl. What do you mean no?
But they lost to Patrick Mahomes. Who was the quarterback? Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we're saying. Like, this team has the experience of actually getting there.
Fair point.
Look, I'm going to say this with my pick, right? The dream Super Bowl is going to happen. We're going to have...
What's the dream Super Bowl?
The newcomer, Daniels, play Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Which...
It's no loss for me in that game.
...will break every single television record for a Super Bowl because everyone's going to want to see what is the GOAT status quarterback he's working on compared to Jalen Daniels, who will then be working on his steps to overtake Mahomes and Brady.
People love narratives, man. People really love narratives.
If that happens, John, Jaden Daniels in four.
If
Jaden could win a Super Bowl.
If he wins a Super Bowl as a rookie, is he in the GOAT conversation?
I mean, he could retire and be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Jesus Christ, that's so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. Yeah. That is so true. I actually want to see Jaden Daniels do it, not because I just like the fact that he's so reserved and so he doesn't get lost in the moment. And I respect that element of
it. So why you don't respect that about Patrick Mahomes?
Because Patrick Mahomes has always been out of his element.
He came in immediately and was throwing for like 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns right away.
He sat an entire year. He was like the golden boy in Kansas City. We're going to roll the package off of that next year.
He wasn't a golden boy in Kansas City.
Where were you?
They had a serviceable quarterback that could get them to the playoffs, and people were struggling with whether to take him out of the lineup or not. You know where else that happened?
That is
in
not
San
true,
Francisco though. With Colin Kaepernick.
That is not what happened in Kansas City.
That is absolutely what happened. Oh, Alex Smith was still taking them to the playoffs.
Here's what would be a crazy thing. You know, all eyes were on Washington, D.C. this last weekend, right?
Yes.
Now, imagine if Washington wins, how quickly they get to the White House.
Jaden Daniels anger.
You want to bet? You want to bet? They could be right there. What excuse they could have?
I think if they make it to the Super Bowl and they win the Super Bowl, Trump taking credit for it. That's all I say. Yeah. That's all I say.
Commander in chief.
That's all I say. All
right, so Eagles. So I got Eagles. I need this for Saquon Barkley. Like John said, he's the MVP. Saquon Barkley. Listen, I don't like the fact that the running back position has been devalued by the media in recent years.
So it's the offensive line.
I never agreed with that. I thought it made no sense because when you have someone that's great at running back, it completely changes the dynamic of what your team is.
Shout out Corey Dillon.
The Eagles were good enough. You add Saquon Barkley to that mix, they became virtually unstoppable. He's a home run hitter with the ball in the backfield. It reminds me of being a kid watching Barry Sanders because at any point this dude could take the ball and go like 80 yards. I think they get to the Super Bowl, and who I root for then? Well, that will depend on this weekend.
We know who you're rooting for.
What do you mean?
A quarterback that plays for a team.
Thank you. That's exactly who I'm rooting for.
Local sports?
We got like 3 minutes. Like we
you know who can run faster than 3 minutes, though?
Oh, what? That is great.
Six segue.
That's six segue, John. So, Tim Munnings, if we talk about ageless wonders, Tom Brady, guy in the booth, you know who isn't just sitting in the booth resting on his laurels? Tim Munnings. Because Tim Munnings went into government and he was the director of sports for maybe like two administrations, maybe?
You know how hard it is to stick with two different administrations?
And then it's two Bahamian administrations.
Boy, that is just work on its own.
Unprecedented. That is how great Tim Munnings is. And then he came back to track and field, won the country's first two medals in World Masters, won the bronze in the 200, gold in the 400, and then came back at a random meet on a Saturday afternoon and just casually broke the world record for 55 plus in the 400 meters.
What is the record?
It's 52.04
seconds.
What?
Yeah, he's running better than...
He ran what?
He
52.04 seconds.
He could be in the relay pool.
Okay, no, y'all got to tell me more about this story. I talked about it earlier.
So it was at the old... You know what it must have been? Because it was at the old Thomas A. Robinson. He must have thought he was like... Yeah. 20. I'm like, maybe like 15. He probably ran that at 15.
What was his best time when he was competing at the Olympics?
Well, it was considerably faster than that. You had to run mid-40s.
What I'm trying to say, Nalim, you compare him to other people's age, the fall off is tremendous.
Well, yes, that's why he's the world record holder. That's the point that we're trying to make. But obviously, like when he was in his heyday, I would say he was running maybe like a high 45 or something like that.
Wait, that's...
And he's 50, at 52.47 now?
Yeah, he's 50. No, he's 55 plus, I think.
No, I mean his time.
Oh, yeah, 52.04. Okay. How do we think he's
doing
this?
In 2009, he ran a 49.26.
That's his PR.
His PR was 45.67.
Yeah, it had to be.
No, 45. I'm just giving the date. I'm looking at the dates. He rolling.
Yes.
We're not gonna say something isn't right, but something ain't right.
Oh my God.
Congratulations.
Dude, yes, that's all. Don't ruin this moment for the country.
When I say something isn't right, I'm still.
John, play the music. Cue him out. Don't let him do this.
Tuna and grits.